Day, May the 3rd. I'm Joy Cardine, and I'm happy you're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And I hope you'll stay with us as we talk about how travel can lead to a more fulfilling life and how you can change your life through travel. And I'm looking forward to hearing the tales and tips from our guest this hour and yours too. We'll get to our discussion on travel in just a few minutes, but as you may have heard, we are starting our spring pledge drive today. It's the last pledge drive in our fiscal year, a very important pledge drive, and joining me to ask for your support is my executive producer, the assistant director of talk programming on the Ideas Network, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. So glad to be here for our May pledge drive. Let me give that number. People want to call right away. You could be the first call of the morning to 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online. It's safe and secure, WPR.org. The important thing, though, is that you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have already contributed either online in the past week or so, thank you so very much. Maybe you've been giving for years as a renewing member. Thank you for your support. But we want to welcome you into the Wisconsin Public Radio family this morning if you're not already a member.
And we are off to a good start, reaching our goal of $275,000 for the entire pledge drive, as we have been asking for online pledges up until now, and everything raised online accounts toward that goal, and already $23,000 has been pledged. And what's really neat about this is that as soon as we reach the goal of $275,000, the pledge drive will end, whenever that may be. Will it be today? Probably not. Will it be tomorrow, the next day? Maybe. Depends on you. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Every pledge that's pledged right now will help shorten this drive.
We'll be talking this hour about enriching your life through travel. Wisconsin Public Radio enriches your life on a daily basis. Joy's program covers everything from issues in the news, the environment, education, your health, your well-being, how to make your life better. What is that worth to you? You put an amount on it. There is no minimum pledge. No set levels. Any amount is welcome, and we make it as easy as possible. You can pay with a credit card or debit card, a check. You can mail us a check. We can set up an electronic funds transfer. You can pay monthly or all at once, quarterly. We make it as easy as possible, and the volunteers in Pledge Central can walk you through that process. Again, the number 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Help us reach our $1,000 goal for this hour.
Yeah, be the first person to call in during this program, during this spring pledge drive, supporting this service. Every dollar raised during these pledge drives helps pay for the programming that you hear every day. We are here one last time in our fiscal year because the organization needs to raise $275,000 to help meet the budget. So your pledge is very important because it helps pay for the programming that you value, and your pledge right now helps shorten this drive, because the sooner we get to that $275,000 goal, the sooner we will get back to full hours of discussion and stop asking you on the air. The pledge drive ends as soon as we reach our goal. 1-800-383-9772.
Because you listen to Joy each weekday morning, you wake up with her, she's on your alarm clock, on your car radio, you listen as you're getting ready for work, getting the kids off to school, out in the garden, maybe not quite this early in the morning, I guess, though, Joy. She does an amazing job covering issues from travel to the latest in news and politics. She covers it all. She does an amazing job. She works very hard to be informed and up on the topics, to keep you up on the topics, to get the very best guests that she can get to talk with you. And that is worth something. Wisconsin Public Radio, a unique service, Joy's program, one of the best on the air. What is that worth to you? Call in with your pledge, 800-383-9772. Make a pledge online, WPR.org, and help get our May pledge drive off to a great start.
You can pledge any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio, $5 a month. How about $10 a month? A pledge of $120 a year or more is a generous pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. It also is the level where we will send you the member benefit card that comes with every pledge of $120 a year or more, and it entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at a bunch of different restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin, some cultural attractions, some even online shopping sites. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We know what you're pledging for, though. You're pledging your support for the programming that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. Think about how often you listen. Is Wisconsin Public Radio your constant companion with you during work, in the car, at home, when you're out and about on the weekend? What is that worth to you? What would you listen to if Wisconsin Public Radio weren't here? I know that it's my constant companion, and I wouldn't know what I would do without it. We have, Joy, a pledge already. Thank you for that first either phone call or web pledge, we're not sure, of the morning. Wonderful to hear from you. We have a goal of $1,000 to reach by 7 o'clock this morning to stay on track. And again, as soon as we make our overall goal for the pledge drive, we will go back to regular programming. So we want to get going as quickly as we can.
And I don't know if I mentioned this, Cheryl, but while we do have the member benefit card available, as we always do during pledge drive, or any time you pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at the $120 level. In this particular drive, don't wait for us to say, you know what, here's a book or a CD or a coffee mug or some other prize or premium, because we're not doing that this time. This last pledge drive of the fiscal year, none of those extras. Your pledge pays for the programming, period. And you tell us that you do appreciate that too. You want your contribution to go entirely to the programming that you value. So don't wait for the book or author that you like the best before you make your pledge. Make your pledge now, because you're listening now, because you value the programming, because it's something that's an important part of your life and you want to help pay for it. Because without listener support, we wouldn't be here. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It really is a team effort, and you are part of that team. Joy does an amazing job as the host of the program. Leo Duran, Carmen Jackson, Karen Prager, and others produce the programs that you hear. Our guests volunteer their time every morning to come and talk with you for an hour about the issues of the day. And you, as either a listener or a caller, are part of the program as well. Every bit is important. And as a member contributor, we could not do what we do without you. That's why we come to you a few times a year during these pledge drives. It's the most efficient way, the most effective way to keep Wisconsin Public Radio fiscally strong. Help us reach our goal this hour and overall for the drive. 1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
We have $800 to go toward that $1,000 goal. $200 in pledges raised so far this hour. Thank you so very much. You can be the next pledger at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Either way, it's quick and it's easy. It's safe and secure. We keep your information private. We don't share it with anyone. You listen to the program. You enjoy Joy every morning. Listeners support this service. Listener support is 31% of our budget. We couldn't do it without you, and we not want you to become a member now of Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the hour. And we will welcome in very shortly the author of Change Your Life Through Travel, Inspiring Tales and Tips for Richer, Fuller, More Adventurous Living. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, May the 3rd. I'm Joy Cardine. Looking forward to talking about travel with our guest this hour, who will be traveling to Wisconsin tomorrow to talk about her new book, Change Your Life Through Travel, Inspiring Tales and Tips for Richer, Fuller, More Adventurous Living. And we welcome your questions for her, and we welcome your own stories about how travel perhaps has changed your life. or how your own dreams of a place or activity, where is a place that you would like to visit or an activity that you would like to experience? 1-800-642-1234, our call-in number, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or you can send your question or comment via email, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Jillian Robinson is our guest. She's an award-winning travel documentary filmmaker. Her programs have aired on PBS, the Discovery Channel. She has traveled to 33 countries to date. She lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. She will be in Madison tomorrow at A Room of One's Own bookstore, reading from her book, Change Your Life Through Travel. And she joins us this morning, I believe, from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be on.
So you did a lot of travel with your travel documentaries, but decided to give that up to write a book about travel.
I did. Actually, one of the themes of Change Your Life Through Travel is step into your courage as a way to live a richer life both on and off the road, and did that a couple of years ago, left my job at PBS, in fact, and to do this full time.
Yeah. And what made you do that?
You know, through my travels, I actually followed in the footsteps of some of my favorite writers to some of their favorite places. And I'm a recovering English major, so I went in Ernest Hemingway's Cuba and Isaac Dinesen's Africa, you may remember, Out of Africa, and D.H. Lawrence's Italy, and about seven different writers to seven different locations. And one of the greatest discoveries was all these writers had one common quality, and that was they lived their lives to the fullest. And so I really wanted to share those ideas of how we can live our lives to the fullest using travel as a springboard.
Yeah. Did you have you did visit the places that some of these famous writers had visited, but did you have a list of here are some of the places I want to see, like the 1,000 places to see before you die list?
The list is ever growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And in this case, I did look at some of the writers and said, which writers drew me? Mm-hmm. And then was I also intrigued by those places as well? So Italy, what's not to love about Italy?
Mm-hmm.
And so going to D.H. Lawrence's Italy was a wonderful way to see it. But, of course, it's great whether you see it because you're interested in bicycling through Italy or walking or just touring the country.
Yeah. And your most rewarding adventures?
Gosh, you know, I really feel like it's been facets of a diamond because each of these experiences for Change Your Life Through Travel really built on the next. There are about eight different key themes, like stepping into your courage and taking more risks when we travel, or just even slowing down and living in the moment. And so each of these really kind of have added up to living a more abundant life.
Yeah. I did say, tell listeners that we talk about eight ways to change your life through travel. Talk about take more risks.
That's one of my favorite ones, Joy, mm-hmm. because it's something we can do. Well, really, all of these ideas are strategies that we can do, whether we're traveling across the world or across town. But one of my favorite ideas in take more risks is, as the title suggests, there are stories as well as tips. And when I was growing up, I'm actually a fellow Midwesterner. I was born and raised in Chicago, mm-hmm. and my parents would take each other on mystery dates, and one would surprise the other, and my mom took my dad hot air ballooning in a mm-hmm. part of rural Illinois, and my dad took my mom country dance lessons, and she drank long neck beers for the first time, you know. So the idea is that we can really take risks, whether we're going to a museum on our own and decide to have a conversation with a stranger or doing something more adventurous across the world.
Yeah, that's what I liked about that, too, is you don't have to necessarily go to some far-flung location to take this risk. You can do it in your own backyard.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Really, it's something I'm so passionate about because we all know we're all very pressed for time. We have different budgets and abilities to travel, and so it's one of the most important elements to me of Change Your Life Through Travel is that we can live this way. We can live life at a different level and have really a travel state of mind all the time, regardless of our budget and time available.
Right. And I'll reveal a little bit of myself. I do. That's one of the things I like to do is I do like to travel. I love to travel. And each trip, not only just seeing the life and culture of that particular locale, but usually there is a little something. Well, I want to climb that waterfall in Jamaica, or I want to go whale watching in Hawaii, or how about parasailing in Door County, whatever the case may be.
Isn't that great? See, and what's wonderful is you just talked about something really central to me. You know, my interest was great writers for Change Your Life Through Travel. But as you said, it can be whale watching. It can be parasailing. I think it's so much fun and adds a layer of richness if you can find some kind of entry point, you know, and in some cases it's, I'd like a deeper connection with nature and use that as a theme in your travels.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of your 8 ways to change your life is connect with the power of nature.
Indeed, indeed. And that actually was inspired for me because Change Your Life Through Travel is a combination both of my experiences and then I received stories from or interviewed about 70 people who also are changing their lives through travel. And in my case, connect with the power of nature was inspired. I went to Africa and had the great experience of seeing lions mate and standing about 12 feet away from them as they mated. And as you probably know, is
they make a lot of noise, don't they?
They do. It sort of reverberated through my chest, and it was also a little embarrassing. I didn't quite know where to look. But it was extraordinary. They lions sleep for up to 20 hours a day, as you probably know. So to see them awake, much less mating, is something special. And it really prompted me to have a greater connection with nature and inspired the idea of, okay, well, when I come back home or when I'm traveling to other locations, how can I have that greater connection with nature, whether it be with animals or just a beautiful spot in nature?
I was just going to go to a caller who dropped off. Let me remind callers, you can join in with your questions for our guest or your own experiences. We're looking forward to hearing how perhaps you have changed your life through travel or how you might do that. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Jillian Robinson, what about this feel sexy one? Is that different than the lion story?
Great question. Hi. That actually was inspired when I traveled in the footsteps of Hemingway's Cuba, or in Hemingway's footsteps, and I went, and for me, my entry point there was dancing. I love to dance, and so I went to salsa dance, but the greatest thing, Joy, was just discovering how the Cuban women of all shapes and sizes and all ages feel sexy, and part of their secret, really, is this love of life, love of music, love of family, really just this great vitality that, of course, Hemingway himself had, and it was no accident that he was drawn to this place. But then it also does have stories from other travelers who have had experiences in the Grand Canyon and in Florence, Italy, where they connected with feeling sexy, again, no matter what we look like or, if we're having a bad hair day.
Yeah. So a lot of this sounds very, adventurous and high speed and all that. But you also say slow down and live in the moment. So you do both.
Absolutely. And that's actually one of my favorite chapters in the book because it's something that we all have to wrestle with so much with our busy lives and commitments and hectic schedules. And in fact, I was just giving a talk last night in Chicago, and somebody said the very thing. They said the number one idea that has helped them really get the most out of their particular travels was just discovering how to slow down and live in the moment. And in my case, it was inspired by living on this farm in Italy and falling in love with a poet farmer who taught me about slowing down and living in the moment. But we can all do it. There was a woman I interviewed who talked about ways to bring this back home. And even when she's traveling, running errands, she'll go a different route and so that she can see a different neighborhood and yards and flowers and sidewalks. And so I think we, again, can practice it in our everyday life as well as when we travel far away.
I read something where you suggested that one thing we might want to do to, I don't know, maybe inspire us is to actually make a collage of the things that that we do love or that do inspire us and let that guide us.
Thank you for your close attention to the book. I really, really appreciate it. And yes, creating an abundance map is another one of the tips I really like because it's a really fun exercise to go and just pull out old magazines on a rainy afternoon or a sweltering summer day and just go through and select images from magazines and then put those together in an order. And what I did is I hung it in my kitchen and kind of forgot about it, but of course I was seeing it every day as I was making my tea or meals. And what I discovered was all of the ideas that I'd put in that map, including travel more, including more photography and other dreams, after a 6-year period had come true. And I talked with other people who have had similar experiences. So it's a really fun way to kind of...
I need to jump in now because we have a news break, but then we'll come back and talk more about changing our lives through travel. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Thursday, May the 3rd. A reminder that we are asking for your support during this first day of our spring pledge drive. The sooner we reach our goal, the sooner this pledge drive ends. So the sooner the better to contribute your support at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. As soon as we reach the goal of $275,000, we stop the pledge drive. So we thank you so far for your support. We are, by the way, about halfway toward that $1,000 goal for this hour. Your call can help us reach that goal of $1,000, my part this hour for the pledge drive. Right now, we are talking with Jillian Robinson. She's the author of Change Your Life Through Travel, Inspiring Tales and Tips for Richer, Fuller, More Adventurous Living. Jillian Robinson will be talking about her book tomorrow in Madison at a Room of One's Own bookstore. She'll be reading from her book at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And we'd like to hear from you, your questions about how you might plan your next trip to help change your life, or maybe you have an experience on how travel has affected your life. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. John in Whitewater is with us. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Joy. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment. I think everybody should travel. When I was in my mid-20s, I bought a backpack, sleeping bag, and a one-way ticket basically around the globe. I traveled, I worked, I earned some money to move on somewhere else. It put me in a position where, you know, maybe I couldn't speak the language. You know, all of a sudden I was the minority and I had to learn to adapt. I think it made me a wiser person, far more streetwise. And not only that, I ended up meeting an American, and I now live here, happily married. So I don't know how much more change you can get from that.
That'll do it for you. Oh, John, it sounds wonderful. You know, and that was always a dream of mine, too, is to do that backpacking through Europe thing when I was a college student. I never did it then. I did. Now I'm an old fuddy-duddy. Is this something you can do now, you think, John?
I would do it again. Mm-hmm. I would. Maybe when you get a little bit older, you might want the comforts and that you're maybe used to. But I mean, you can always make it maybe a 4-week extended trip, or I want to take my wife back home, and I want to take her across the country, and maybe we'll experience that. Who knows? But I think you can do it in longer stints. It's easy, definitely easy. I highly recommend people do it in their 20s when they're not too naive, but still naive enough to take some risks. I just think it just makes you a better, well-rounded person and just more accepting of other people. And I just think it's a wonderful experience.
Thank you very much. Jillian Robinson, a reaction?
Oh, thank you, John, for calling in with that. I think you make such an important point about understanding each other better. Right? In fact, one of the stories is somebody, perhaps a person after your own heart, who did backpack across Europe in his case and said that after sleeping on park benches sometimes in Spain and under the stars at night for all these nights and meeting various people across Europe, that he said there's no question he realized not only the great pleasure of travel, but how vital it is to become a better world citizen. So thank you so much for that comment.
Mm, yeah. Is it ever too late, do you think, Jillian Robinson?
I don't think so, Joy. I really don't, because, in fact, some of the people I interviewed were in their 70s, and they were talking about travels. They changed. They may not be backpacking, as John said. Some of the more rigorous travel, of course, may be a little bit tougher, but people were surprising. They were a woman in her mid-50s, reached a midlife crisis, and went and worked on an organic farm in New Zealand and talked about how it completely got her out of a midlife crisis. And so we can do it, really, at any age.
Yeah. You talked about the pleasures of travel. What about the pains of travel? Sometimes you can have some real disasters, can't you?
You can. And in fact, often those are some of the best learning experiences, because I know in my own case, one of the most frightening experiences I had that I talk about in Change Your Life Through Travel was not traveling across the world, but was actually in my neighboring state. And at the time, it seemed a very difficult and scary experience. But when I came home, I realized it was something that taught me how to really step into my courage. And I think other people have found the same. One woman described hiking through the Grand Canyon, backpacking, got caught in a flash flood, and broke her ankle, but as a result, had to be helicoptered out. But as a result, she found a deeper connection to nature than she'd ever imagined. So, a surprising one.
Yeah, that is another one of your 8 ways to change your life through travel. Step into your courage. How is that different from take more risks?
Taking more risks, one of the ideas that I really like in that is this notion of, it doesn't have to be sort of a Hemingway-esque, bold, adventurous risk. It can be quiet risks. And by that, those can be those risks that people may never know if you didn't take. And in my case, I went to Argentina, and even though I'm not a good Argentine tango dancer, I was passionate about learning it and ended up learning from a blind painter how to tango dance and having ultimately a moment of sweet surrender with a fellow dancer on the dance floor in Argentina. So it's very much about taking some of those quiet risks versus maybe some of the jumping off cliffs kind of risks.
Yeah, yeah. Buck Convention, celebrate your individuality. How do we do that?
One of the tips in that is just to be different. The next time you go, again, on a trip across the world or to a new cafe in Madison or to a room of one's own, to have an experience where you just act differently. So let's say maybe you're typically more of a follower, to try and lead for a day and really tap into something that's a little bit different. I think that's, again, one of the things, I don't know if you found this in your travels, Joy, but people often said they had a chance to kind of step outside of how they normally were, and often one of the great things was sort of discovered a larger sense of themselves in doing that. So it's a way to experiment with connecting with that.
Yeah. I had a conversation with my husband just the other day, and talking about about saving a tax return for a retirement thing, or spending it on a trip.
I know it well.
and we're not totally different on this, but he's more of the saver, and I'm more of the spender. But I think spending money on travel is. It's living life. I mean, it's not wasted money, and you can do both. You can save for retirement and spend on travel. And you had the same advice in this book. I was happy to see. Never regret the money you spend on travel.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, that was a wonderful comment that one of the women I interviewed said, and it really became a common theme, Joy, that people said often. Well, I didn't necessarily have all the money or all the savings that I wanted, but I was so glad because that I did it, because not only do you get to have fun and adventure and even some of those challenging times that can be illuminating, but what I realize is that as travel provides lessons for our lives and really shows us what's possible in life, and so to me, it's with something as powerful as that, how can we afford not to travel? And not only for ourselves, but as John pointed out too, and obviously a very key point of all of this, is that we're enriching our own lives, but when we gain greater understanding of other cultures, we're also, I believe, in our own small way, helping to make the world a better place.
Yeah. And our next trip for the great adventure is Alaska. We've never been to Alaska. I think I'm going to be able to do all of these things on your list.
It's fantastic. That's actually top on my dream list. I haven't been there yet. I'm envious of you.
Yeah, but you don't again have to go far away to change your life through travel, Jillian Robinson.
No, Joy. In fact, I am currently on a 3-month driving trip across America, talking about change your life through travel and having various events. And I'll tell you. You had mentioned about, I guess, I've traveled to 33 countries so far, but just driving across America has been one of the most rewarding and already life-changing experiences for me. So we don't need to go far from home at all.
Well, I hope you enjoy your travels to Madison tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for being with us.
It was great to be on, and best of luck with the pledge drive.
Thanks a lot. Jillian Robinson, our guest, Change Your Life Through Travel, her book, Inspiring Tales and Tips for Richer, Fuller, More Adventurous Living. She'll be at a Room of One's Own bookstore in Madison tomorrow, 6 o'clock, for a book talk and signing. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, May the 3rd. Coming up after 7, we'll talk with a guest about whether the FDA is doing its job, or a good enough job, in keeping us safe from foodborne illnesses with the E. coli outbreak on spinach and chemicals in our pet food and other food scares recently. We'll find out whether the FDA should really be doing more in protecting us. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about Wisconsin Public Radio's Spring Pledge Drive, and joining me once again is Cheryl Gasser. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy. 1-800-383-9772. That is the number to call to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio or to make an additional gift. You really enjoyed this last hour's conversation with Jillian Robinson about travel. Love to hear from you now. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. And we have a goal this hour of $1,000 to stay on track. Certainly want to meet that goal. Would love to exceed that goal. And we're only here for 10 more minutes, and we're not quite halfway. So off to a good start, but really want to exceed that goal this hour. We can do it with your pledge of support.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge now because you appreciate all the guests and topics that you hear on this program and all of what you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, for that matter. You hear during these early morning hours lots of current affairs and news, but also topics that make our lives better, that affect our lives, things in popular culture, things going on in our everyday lives, things like travel. We have heard from many different guests on topics like travel and food and music and things that really make life worth living. And I hope you will help pay for this programming with a pledge at 1-800-383-9772.
Wisconsin Public Radio certainly is something that makes life worth living, from everything you learn in news and current affairs. You're entertained on the weekends. We let you know whether you need to grab your umbrella or your sunglasses every morning. News, weather, talk, a chance to talk with guests, authors, experts, lawmakers. What is that worth to you? Any amount is welcome. The important thing is that you go to the phone or to your computer now. Travel on over to the phone or the computer. Make your pledge. Let us know that you appreciate this type of programming and that you want to support it with your pledge during this spring drive, our last drive of the fiscal year.
1-800-383-9772. Cheryl, I love to travel. It's one of my passions. It really is. And I love talking about travel. And in fact, I've heard from guests on this program, people I've interviewed that have inspired me, that have, there's a pivotal, you know, the epiphany of this, that's what I want to do. Or yes, that's an experience that I want to live. And you might hear that on other programs too. There might be a guest that says something that motivates you to learn more about a topic or maybe take action on an issue that's important to you. We hope that that you get great information and, yes, some inspiration from these programs from time to time. We really appreciate you listening. We love it when you call in and take part during the call-in discussions. Right now, we need you to participate in a different way. Help pay for this programming. A full, more than 30% of our budget comes from listener support. Listeners like you who contribute during pledge drives like this one. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org.
We really love to hear from new members as well this morning. If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much. If you were a member a while ago, maybe you let your membership lapse, we would love to welcome you back into the fold with your pledge of support today. And again, new members, very welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 is the number. You can pledge online at WPR.org. And again, any level is welcome, but at the $120 a year level, $10 a month, if you want to break it down that way, the member benefit card will be coming to you.
The member benefit card is something that will pay for itself over time. And quickly, if you eat out as much as I do, there are more than 240-some restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin that are participating in part of this member benefit card. You present the card at a restaurant, and you'll get one of your entrees free, two-for-one entrees by using the member benefit card. There's also some cultural events where you get two-for-one admission and other nice benefits, a part of this card that is yours for a pledge of $120 a year or more. That's $10 a month or more, and you can do that if you'd like to pay for your pledge on a monthly basis. 1-800-383-9772. Please do make your contribution of any amount to help pay for this program. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It is quick and easy, and you can pay any way you want. The amount is up to you, and how you pay is up to you. You can send us a check. We can put it on a credit card, set up an electronic funds transfer to pull money from your checking account each month. Of course, that's with your permission. And again, we do not share any of your information. It's kept private. We value your membership and your contribution. So please, now, if you haven't already, become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are here for you. And during this spring drive, this May drive, to ask for your support. Our fiscal year ends June 30th. And we want to be in strong shape fiscally to go into the new year, to continue to bring you amazing guests and quality topics, to give you a chance to call in and take part in the show. If you enjoy the Week in Review and the State Capitol Report, we recently had the St. Norbert College Survey election night coverage to help you make up your mind who to vote for during the spring elections. That takes teamwork, it takes effort, and it costs money. And that is why we come to you to ask for your support to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. Please call in now, 800-383-9772, or pledge online, WPR.org.
Still, well, we're just over halfway there. About $600 raised toward that $1,000 goal. Not quite there yet. Your call can help us reach that goal of $1,000 during this hour. And remember that as soon as we reach our overall goal for this entire pledge drive, which is $275,000, the pledge drive ends. So the sooner you call in your pledge, the sooner this pledge drive will conclude. We want to meet the goal and then go right back as soon as we can to regular programming, full hour discussions for you. But this is an important drive. It is the last drive of the fiscal year, and it's the time that we need to make sure that we have raised as much from listener contributions as is called for in our budget. And right now, that's $275,000. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Because you value the programming that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, and I bet it's not just Joy's show. Joy does an amazing job every weekday morning. And then there's Kathleen and Larry and Chapter a Day and Talk of the Nation and Gene Faraca and Ben Mearns and On Point and on and on, and weekend programming to entertain you and news and weather updates. We cover it all. It's an amazing service, a very unique service. You're not going to hear this much local talk programming anywhere else around the country. Many, many state networks have one or two programs, 1 or 2 hours a day. We have 10 hours a day during the week, as well as the programs on the weekends that we put together here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's an amazing service, and we couldn't do it without you. Please go to the phone now. Make your pledge of support during this first hour of our pledge drive. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just a few minutes left in this hour, and we are still $400 away from our $1,000 goal. Again, want to make that goal and exceed it if we can.
You know, Cheryl, listeners tell us that one of the things they love about Wisconsin Public Radio and the Ideas Network in particular is that they hear about new ideas and they hear about these ideas and issues from a variety of perspectives, a variety of viewpoints. And that's great because that's what we try to do. We try to bring you new ideas, fresh perspectives, guests from all sides of the political spectrum, so you hear more than one point of view. And if there's something that I love talking about more than travel, it's politics. And that's something that we try to bring you each and every day as well. If you appreciate, and you do appreciate, I know you wouldn't be listening right now, this wide variety of programming, please consider helping to pay for it with a pledge at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call. We are looking to raise $1,000 in just the next few minutes. We have raised almost, let's see, just over $400 left to go to make that goal. We can do it. If there are four of you out there who want to pledge at the $120 level, get the member benefit card, $10 a month. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? You put the amount on it. You go to the web, WPR.org, go to the phone, 800-383-9772, and make that pledge.
Call through the news, 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. Thanks a lot, Cheryl. Thank you for your pledges so far. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.